This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate voted Tuesday to advance health care debate in Congress and the defunding of Planned Parenthood. Tuesday's vote was a tie broken by Vice President Mike Pence as two abortion-friendly Republicans joined Democrats in voting against debating health care. Political rhetoric abounds in the last hours of Charlie Gard's life. One writer who typically supports unlimited abortion and socialized government programs asserts that pro-life advocates help Charlie and his parents merely for the sake of propaganda. Salon writer Amanda Marcotte misses that we all can be on the same side, working simply for the sake of love. One last loving thing the hospital could do for Charlie, which it is resisting, is to permit his family to take Charlie home to die. This is Life News Radio. Everyone should know important phone numbers. A young child learns how to call their parents. When we grow, we learn when and how to call 911. We should all know how to call our members of Congress. 202-224-3121. Call them often when you hear congressional news that concerns you. 202-224-3121. New York's flagship Planned Parenthood has injured two more women, sending them for advanced care by ambulance. Operation Rescue says the Manhattan location is becoming one of the most dangerous abortion facilities in the nation. Meanwhile, a Planned Parenthood outside Gary, Indiana, lost its doctor with admitting privileges and so may not perform abortions. Indiana is one state that mandates the smooth transfer of patients to hospitals from such ambulatory surgical clinics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.